In 1856, on the Jacksonville Square, Abraham Lincoln gave a speech in which he made a strong statement against the proposed extension of slavery into the American West. Envision yourself in a local dry goods store later that day. This is a conversation you might have overheard.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Hope you're having a good day. What can I help you with?
Oh, good afternoon. It's such an exciting day. I came downtown to the Courthouse Square earlier to get some shopping done. While I was here, I had some business I needed to take care of over at the courthouse.
I noticed a commotion over there a while ago. What was going on?
Well, as I was leaving, that tall lawyer from Springfield was there, and he was giving a speech. What's his name again?
You mean Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Odd-looking fellow, but I hear he's got a good head on his tall shoulders.
Yes, that's him. He gave a speech condemning the spread of slavery right there in the middle of town, right on the square. I think some of those rabble-rousers at Illinois College have been talking to him. He was so impassioned that the crowd became excited too. Mr. King was there, standing right next to me. He threw his hat in the air and yelled, "Abraham Lincoln for President of the United States." Can you believe that? Who would have thought anyone from around here could be president?
That Lincoln's got a lot of good ideas. He may make a good president.
Well, if I could vote, he'd get mine. It's time for slavery to end. Well, enough about that for right now. I need to get my shopping done. I need a sack of flour, and I'm looking for some fabric for a new dress for my daughter.
Hey, Lincoln here. Yes, slavery became a contentious issue in Illinois. I traveled around the state working cases in various county courthouses, including Jacksonville. The people in Jacksonville had many good ideas. One day in 1856, I gave a speech and shared my views against the extension of slavery. When I finished, to my surprise, a fellow in the crowd threw his hat in the air and shouted, "Lincoln for president!" Now that was an idea whose story was yet to be written, but I think we know where my path did lead. Amazing journeys can begin in the most unexpected of places, including the downtowns, courthouses, and log cabins of central Illinois.
This recording is part of the audio series Voices of Jacksonville. For more information and other site locations, contact the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 217-243-5678 or on the web at www.lincolninjacksonville.com.